The legislative session ended in the early hours of Memorial Day, but more than 40 bills still await action by Governor Doug Ducey by tomorrow after he signed 7 on Thursday. Some of those that remain could be pretty significant, even controversial. And with us for a few minutes to check up on this is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
What do you mean controversial? There's nothing controversial to see. Nothing to see here. Move
nothing
along.
Nothing to see here. Don't pay attention. So is this sort of a, you know, a Friday news dump, as we call it in the news world?
Oh, God, yes. And that's assuming he gets them all out today and doesn't do an unprecedented Saturday signing. Look, he's got three or four major pieces on his desk. Perhaps the most controversial is the per diem increase that lawmakers voted for themselves. I think there's kind of universal feeling that out-county lawmakers deserve it. Do in-county lawmakers deserve $95 a day just to come to their own jobs? And that's sitting on the governor's desk. There's a new law that's proposed to make it harder to put certain initiatives on the ballot by putting in some new procedural things. My guess is he signs that. He's also got a bill that he vetoed a version of last year to increase the amount of insurance that people have to buy as minimum liability insurance. Right now, all you need to buy is $10,000 worth of injury to any one person. And $15,000 and $10,000 worth of property damage, which is someone else's car. Well, guess how much of a car you get for $10,000. There's a bill that Kate Brophy McGee has shoved through to raise that to $25,000 for injuries and $15,000 for property damage. There's a medical marijuana bill on testing it, which I'm sure is of great concern to many of our listeners out there.
Yourself included, Howie, yes.
Definitely. Look, the policy at Capital Media Services, you can't work here unless you test positive.
There's one employee, yes.
There's one employee of Capital Media Services, yes.
And then there's an interesting little fight between Turf Paradise and a couple of other tracks about things like off-track betting. And that's just scratching the surface. So we're going to get – I think the governor's feeling is if he dumps them all out at once, nobody will notice.
Howie, does he face any potential political backlash over any of these things, or are these pretty easy decisions for him based on how the party feels about them?
Well, I think the per diem is a lose-lose for the governor. If he signs it, then he's saying, well, I agree with the fact that we should be spending more taxpayer money on lawmakers and doing it in a sort of backdoor fashion because voters have not approved a pay hike. If he rejects it, then all of a sudden he's got a problem among colleagues on both parties who clearly think they need more money. The initiatives, look, the fact is the Republicans, the business community wants those changes in the law. Those are his people. The people who propose initiatives, things like, God forbid, higher minimum wage, a ban on leghold traps on state land, these aren't his people anyway. So I don't see any blowback for him there.
When is the deadline, Howie? What are we looking at here?
Well, theoretically, the deadline is Saturday at end of day. Hopefully, he's not going to wait till Saturday. We're hoping that he knocks it all out today. But I'm guessing that I'll be sitting in the office at 5 o'clock waiting on the final list of bills because then it's in the Saturday paper. Who pays attention to Saturday paper? Everyone is listening to the radio for wait, don't tell me. And nobody's particularly paying attention to the news.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services on a Friday that looks like it'll take a little time for him. All right. Thanks, Howie.
I'll be glad to update you next week.